Linda, what's the difference between President Trump not doing anything while the Capitol was being attacked and President Biden not doing anything while protesters, while the Supreme Court justices were under attack in their own homes with their families and with their children?
Well, there are two major differences here. First of all, our predecessor was very... we have said that his behavior on that day, on January 6th, was atrocious. The president has said that. And we are going to let the select committee, the January 6th select committee, continue to do their independent review of that, their hearing. And you guys all saw for yourselves. The American people have seen for themselves what our predecessor has done, his behavior and his involvement. So that is not the same. That is absolutely not the same. We are talking about what we saw on January 6th. We are talking about an attack on our democracy. We are talking about a very dark day that the person who was here before us, seemingly, if you watch, was very involved. So that's very, very different. Now, fast forward to this president. This president is fighting for women's rights. He's fighting for women's freedom. He has spoken out. He's been very clear about what needs to happen next. He put out two executive authorities that lays out ways that we can protect women. He has said that everything is on the table. We're going to see what else we can do. But he has also spoken very truthfully and very honestly with the American people, which is, if we want to see Roe become the law of the land, we also have to act. We have to hold Congress accountable and make sure that they act. And if that cannot happen, then Americans need to go to the ballot box. And that is very different. And to say that there is no difference, that is just unbelievably wrong.
But is it concerned that Supreme Court justice may be